As you drive past the ditches orange hawkweed calls home, you might not even register that it's there. The flame-colored blooms seem like any other wildflower popping out of the ground in spring and summertime. But don't be fooled by its beauty. This weed is an aggressive invader. Petersburg plant enthusiast Mary Clemens says she first saw it on a popular bike path north of town. That was 30 years ago.
It can be from 6 inches to 14 inches tall, usually on a single stem with a bright orange flower, usually with multiple flower heads. And the stem, if you look at it closely, is usually very woolly or hairy, and most of the leaves grow near the ground, not on the stem. I think it came from Olson's Landing, some logging activities there, and it's very possible that it's had more than one place of entrance into our community. But it has gradually spread up to town, and now it's everywhere.
The plant's scientific name is Hieracium eroticum, but you may know it by a few other names, like fox and cubs, missionary weed, or devil's paintbrush. It was first brought to America from Europe in the early 1800s for use in ornamental gardens, but it has since slipped through the fences, so now you can find it in meadows, forests, pastures, and roadsides in almost every U.S. state. The first Alaskan hawkweeds were allegedly planted in Juneau during the 1950s, and over the decades spread through many communities in Southeast, including Petersburg. Joni Johnson is an invasive species and pesticide use coordinator for the U.S. Forest Service. She says,
the plant does like well-drained soils and sunshine, and so that's a real concern here. In the late 2000s, I was definitely aware of orange hawkweed, and you would see it in certain places, but it has spread significantly along the road shoulder and along not just the state highway, but onto National Forest System roads. And we've seen it move into disturbed young growth sites.
As she explains, the invasive plant spread is becoming a significant concern in areas across Southeast Alaska. The flower has even begun to take root in places it's never been found before, including Alaska's interior and the Southwest.
Looking to South Central Alaska, we're seeing it move into subalpine and alpine habitat. And just in the last 10 years, we're seeing it move out into the Aleutian Islands, which has ample amounts of well-drained soil and full sunshine.
Johnson says orange hawkweed is outcompeting local plants for a few reasons. One, it spreads quickly, forming dense patches that outcompete native vegetation. Two, it reproduces asexually, through seeds, above-ground stems, and tiny underground roots called rhizomes, making it particularly prolific. And three, it releases chemicals that prevent plants from growing around it. That's why she calls them plant bombs.
As humans tinker, we try and predict what's the next plant bomb going to be. It's hard. For us in Alaska, by and large, we have been living in a place where our pristine habitats remain pristine. And so orange hawkweed is one of those where it looks pretty and people in the community and elsewhere will refer to it as wildflowers, and they're not wildflowers.
But she says there are a few things people can do to help curb the hawkweed invasion, like digging them up on site, root to stem.
If people see orange hawkweed along trails, if it's a single plant or two, they should pull it. If you don't want to pull it, but you can definitely clip heads, which will prevent any seed from getting spread, and bag it and throw it in the trash.
For larger areas, Johnson prescribed timed mowing and herbicides, followed up with reseeding with native plants to prevent reinfestation. She says the fight against hawkweed in Petersburg may be a losing battle, but Southeast hasn't lost the war. The public can help stop the spread of orange hawkweed and other invasive species by cleaning their vehicles, boots, and equipment after visiting infested areas, and choosing native species for gardens and lawns. Johnson asked South Central Southeast residents who spot hawkweed on Kupernov Island, Point Agassiz, or anywhere else away from Mitkoff Highway to report it to the Petersburg Ranger District. In Petersburg, I'm Olivia Schmidt.